Welcome to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira and I am your host. And this is a very special episode of the Light Podcast. It is our New Year's Eve special. That is right. That is right. That is right. We are getting ready to kick 2020 to the curb. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Kicking it to the curb. But if you know me, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that New Year's Eve is my favorite holiday because it is all about setting intention, setting goals, and setting up ways of how to achieve those goals, which is literally my favorite thing to do. Last year, I started a tradition with my best friend, Bree, to do this podcast together because she is someone who throughout my year is someone who is with me as I'm going through the ebbs and the flows. So it is only right to have her as I sit and reflect on this year. And we also get an opportunity to reflect on her year as well. But before I bring her on, I want to do another tradition, which is sharing with you what my goals were for 2020. And then you're going to have to stay tuned to hear if I've accomplished these goals or not. But let's go ahead and list them out for you. So for 2020, I split my goals into three categories, which are mind, body, and soul. For my mind, my goals were to start traditional therapy, read 12 books, maintain and graduate with a 4.0 GPA from graduate school, start a meditation regimen. And for my body, my goals were to get to a weight that feels the most comfortable to me, intensify my workout routine and be more consistent, cut back on empty calories, in parentheses, alcohol, fast from alcohol until like the March when I was supposed to go on this conference, figure out a hairstyle that works for me and continue growing out my hair and not cut it, and remove blemishes and dark spots from my face as a result of acne. And for my soul, my goals were to be open to love, both with myself and with a partner, be at overall peace, explore spirituality more, define what that means for me, travel more, and create plans to travel for 2020. Let's just collectively laugh at that one. Some of my miscellaneous goals were to graduate, land a job, get my own place, get a passport, pay my credit card down, elevate a small business that I have with Bree, which is AB Events, find a new way to supplement income, buy a new computer, and buy a record player. Again, to hear which of these goals I've accomplished, we're going to talk about them and just get into a conversation about what 2020 was and what I want 2021 to be. Again, welcome to the light. I'm so glad you are here. Let's go ahead and kick 2020 to the curb. Get out of here. Hey. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What? Go ahead.
It says you can't sit with us.
When you get a nose piercing.
It's not real.
Do you see what I'm saying? Hey, girl. Welcome back, Bree.
Can you give me a
Oh, wow. Let's just roll. Hey, Bree.
Hello, I'm back.
It's taking us a minute to get it together over here.
Yeah, per usual, we've had about a glass or two of wine, so we are set.
Tell the people, what are we drinking?
We are drinking Black Girl Magic Rosé.
Okay, because why not?
From the McBride Sisters collection. Guys, check it out. That was not an ad. All right, so we were laughing, which is perfect for our start because 2020 was
a joke.
Something to laugh at. A joke. Quite hilarious.
Before we get into it, let's talk about a year ago, where we were and how we felt going into 2020. Like, what were your thoughts? Even if you think about, shameless plug, if you haven't listened to the last year's episode, Hello 2020, go check that out so you can laugh at this part with us.
Do that.
But back to the show, what were your thoughts? Like, how are you processing going into the new decade, into 2020? What were we doing? You know, like, just tell the people.
Okay. Yeah, we were very excited. We're at Wanda's house.
And Wanda is my mom.
Sorry. And yeah, very optimistic. We had trips planned. we just, you know, we were really in the gray headspace. It was like the decade thing. We were so excited. Mm-hmm. We had plans. We went out. That's foreign nowadays.
Yep.
We went out to eat.
What did we do? We went out to Raise on the River.
We dressed up all cute.
Dressed up. I don't know what we were doing, but we got filet mignon. We got like a $40 bottle of wine. Dressed up and then came and just listened to like
throwback
music from the 2010s.
And had a blast.
A fucking blast. I think you even made sidecars.
I made sidecars. We popped champagne and douce. We were living.
Living. And now
here we are. Sitting at my table.
We're still drinking. It's still, you know, a little bit lively, a little bit festive, but I don't think, for me anyway, I was not prepared at all for what 2020 ended up being.
No one was. I think that's the beauty of it, though. Mm. We'll get into it.
Oh, well. but yeah, wanted to take the time. It's a great segue. With 2020, I think overall, as a collective universe, we took a lot of L's. But I think reflecting on, you know, while the world was like on fire, I think in our personal journeys, great things happened, I would say.
Yeah.
So talking about that, so jumping right on into that, Brie, I'm about to put you in the hot seat. Last year on the podcast, you said for your goals, you said these things. For your mind, you said you were going to start advocating for yourself. You were going to start therapy. You were going to stop just statements. For your body, you promised to use or get rid of your gym membership. For your soul, you said be more involved in your community, more intentional about your relationship with God, self-care, dinner, brunch, trips. Again, let's all laugh together about the trips. And you said you were going to take sick days even when you were just sick of being at work. How did you do, girl?
Well, not bad. So I broke them down. I'll start at the beginning. Advocating for myself. I have done a great job of doing that, I think. Creating boundaries, saying no, being comfortable in my decisions. I think I've done that pretty well. It's something I was already doing, so I just kind of continued doing it. Therapy, definitely did start that.
Yay, come on.
It's been a while. A few months ago. So towards the end of the year, but definitely still did it and have been consistent with it and it's been very helpful. And so I just kind of want to plug that in there, you guys, whether it's in person, whether it's virtual, whatever, just take a minute and really consider it. I think it's very, very helpful. Self-care, I think I put on there too. I've been doing that in more ways than one. I think it's like, in the media, is kind of seen as like, oh, take a bubble bath, mm-hmm. and, you know, just kind of relax out. But it's more than that. It's your mental health. Mm-hmm. It's taking time to do what makes you happy, and just really focusing in on those things and taking care of yourself. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. The gym.
Hey, so, come on.
I said last year that I was going to use it or lose it.
What you do, though? What you do?
Well, COVID came. So I definitely got rid of that membership because I wasn't stepping foot in anybody's gym. However,
come on.
About August, September-ish, I decided, as I put on my quarantine weight, I decided to get a personal trainer. And so I did that up until today. Today was my last day, actually. And I... lost 11 pounds.
Hey, come on. Wow, did you really?
Thank you very much.
I didn't know that.
I had to announce it. and some inches and such. But I feel really good. The eating habits are a big part of that. So I don't know. I think it was around that same time, maybe the end of the summer, I decided to do the 30-day vegan thing with my dad. And
did you? Did I know this?
Yeah, you sure did.
Oh, I don't remember a lot. Go ahead, sorry.
And it kickstarted a lot of the eating habits that I changed this year. So I don't do beef or pork anymore. And you know, I try to stay away from the fried foods as much as possible. So again, realistic eating habits that mm-hmm. are beneficial, and they've been working. And I still have my days. I got my sweets every now and then, my wine. But I'm not that hard on myself, and I've been noticing the results. So good. And then the involvement in the community and church. Well, I started off this year good. I went to church, read my Bible, and then COVID. And then it was kind of my excuse, I think, to just kind of step away from things. Also, the community, I can't really be that involved with COVID. Mm. But it has given me a chance to explore my spirituality, which we've talked about. And something that my therapist actually told me, which was really helpful on my journey, is that you can take what you need mm-hmm. from different things. So take what you need from meditation, take what you need from, you know, if you're a Christian, take what you need from the universe and all those things. You can kind of just, you don't have to just be one thing. And I think that's more helpful in figuring out what works for me, what doesn't, because I don't agree with everything in every mm-hmm. religion and every space. Mm-hmm. So I have been on that journey, and it's good. I feel good. I've been calm. I've been meditating a lot, which is
really
funny because
I feel like I'm learning you. What's going on? What is happening?
Maybe you just don't listen.
That's a goal of mine.
So seriously, spend time with yourself. Sometimes it's really intimidating. But it's good. You learn yourself in ways that you probably should have known, but now you are sitting and you have no choice but to sit here and do that and reflect. So I kind of accomplished my goals, I guess we could say.
I would say you did. And then, okay, so before I brag on you, the community piece, didn't you just do something recently, like with your dad when you...
Oh, yeah. Well, kind of. So my dad gave me a choice for Christmas, even though he still got me a gift. He told
I haven't done that in a long time.
He told me to pick out a charity or something that I wanted to donate to, obviously, because COVID has hit a lot of people in a really major way. And so, you know, being thankful for what we have and kind of giving back. So I think he did do that. So, yeah, I mean, kind of community-wise. But I wanted to be like
community in the trenches. Yeah.
But, you know, there's always next year.
Yeah, that's what this is all about, you know?
Yeah, but since you're calling me out last year...
You said, wait a minute.
That's your goal.
This is my show.
Were therapy, mm-hmm. meditation, mm-hmm. You want to change your diet. Mm-hmm. Kind of, well, look at us on the same page. Grow your hair out, which I am so proud of you for not cutting your hair, girl. I just knew you were going to do it.
spoiler alert.
Sorry. Exploring your spirituality, being open to love. From yourself and to yourself, and being at peace more. So, what did you accomplish?
Yeah. So, like you, I have started therapy. I think I started in like September once the benefits kicked in, for this job. Started therapy and was blessed, have been very blessed to be able to do that and get it pretty much covered. By work. With meditation, I think as a result, therapy has been super helpful. I say this all the time, I have all but been diagnosed with anxiety. And so every time I even attempt any type of therapy, whether it be virtual or in person, we're always treating that. So as a result of that, one of my coping mechanisms that I've been taught was meditation. So I didn't become as consistent as like when I said this last year. I was thinking like every single day. I'm not there, but I do it maybe like a couple of times a week. Also from therapy. Shout out to therapy. It's just great. And technically my therapy is counseling, but that's still great too. But I have learned also different types of meditation. So there's like an exercise that I do that she has me do where I'm literally like just sit in the moment and focus on a couple of things I can hear, a couple of things I can smell, taste, feel, whatever, and that gets me, like, if I'm anxious, I do that real quick, and I'm like, okay, I'm back on earth, I'm centered, I'm rational. I literally had to do that earlier today when I was having irrational thoughts. So anyway, mine, I would say overall, I've covered that. I guess we're going to talk about goals for the year. I still want to be more consistent in meditation. For my body, I think, like, when I made these goals with my body, I was coming off of pretty much being obsessed with like calorie count and obsessed with working out and all of those things. And I was actually doing really good with it in the, like, from the beginning of the year till March till COVID. And I stopped. But I think overall now, and I said this last year, like being better to my body, I think I've just become more comfortable and wanting to do things that are more comfortable for me. So I would say I've done that overall. I can do better for sure. I did not cut my hair. Thank the Lord. It's been a journey. I haven't figured out my hair, but I didn't cut it. So check, check. Halfway, half check for that. And growing out my hair. For exploring what spirituality means to me, I think when I said this, my intention was to like pick a thing, right? Either I am in a religion super deep, or I'm agnostic or atheist or whatever it meant. I think that was my intention. But very much kind of like what you were saying in your journey, I've just kind of accepted that I don't exactly know exactly what, like, I can't put a label on it. And so I take things. There's nothing that I'm like, oh, absolutely not. But there's also nothing that I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. I just kind of take and pick and choose, which I think in a lot of, especially religious spaces, is not acceptable to do that. So I've been this year kind of exploring what that means. But I think where I'm at right now is just being okay with being in the gray, and that it's okay because life is just what it is. Also, have you watched Soul?
Yes, on Disney? Of course.
You watched Soul? Me too. That movie helped with like solidifying that for me. So, because it was real, it had me in my real metaphysical bag. So,
it was good.
It was a great movie. It was great. I loved it. We can do a whole, I can do a whole nother, what's it called? Episode about Soul. As far as being open to love, so yeah, that's been a thing, I think, to myself, for myself, in knowing that I deserve love. That was the biggest thing. And as a result, being open, I have been in a relationship for going on a year and a couple of days here. That's a major milestone and a major thing. And I think in that, and we'll talk about lessons later, I have learned a lot. And so as a result of being open, it's opened up a lot of different doors. So I've done that. And peace, I would say, I mean, through this year, I mean, shit, like, I think this year, above anything, taught me to find peace in kind of whatever moment that I'm in. So chaos is going on in the world. I got to find peace within me. And that was a big thing for me in 2019. And I think it carried over for this year. So I think overall, you know, manifestation, I think, is a real thing.
It is.
And I think it's an important thing. So I was really grateful. And I think going back to you before you abruptly cut me off, as you were, so I listened to, and again, you guys need to go listen to Hello 2020.
Shameless plug.
Another shameless plug. But I was listening to that in preparation for this. And I think even just as I reflected on the year, and as I was listening, I was like, Brie really did her goals. What about just statements? Because you didn't mention that a minute ago.
I mean,
other than that, I thought, based off of my interpretation of your goals, I was like, Brie did that, especially when it came to the body thing, because last year you were very much like, I'm not going to the gym.
Ooh, girl.
And so you've been really good about going.
I don't know who this woman is.
And I'm like, wow, you are really doing that. And have been pretty consistent with this.
Thank
so
you very much.
Proud of you, friend, for doing what needed to be done.
Yes, I had to get those extra pounds off.
And getting what you, achieving your, I'm a little, the wine is, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think you've done yours too. And it's funny because I don't remember what we said our goals were. And so I went back and listened to it. But I was like, oh, okay. This is what it feels like to accomplish goals. And I think that the important part, which I think we talked about the last episode as well, is setting realistic goals and things that you've already started and things that you know that, okay, I'm just going to continue to do this. And I want to be here by this time frame. I think that's important. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations to us.
Yay. Cheers. I think with that, though, what you just said, because a lot of times, I think I said this in the intro, but a lot of, or maybe I did it, I don't know, whatever. So, child, forgive me. But basically, what I've been seeing a lot today and as we prep for the new year is like kind of this criticism of New Year's resolutions, like a criticism of like, why wait to the new year to blah, 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 blah. But again, I think it's just a new beginning, and you just hit on something like, it's not like you're saying on January 1st, magically, all of the things I want, my life is going to be exactly what I want. Mm-hmm. But it's setting the intention. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying on this day, right, I am going to kick gear, kind of what I've already been working in motion, what I'm already starting and kick it into gear or not. I think with goals too, there's this conception of like, misconception of like, you have to like achieve all of these things. You need to be a millionaire. You need to be blah, 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 blah. But sometimes it's like, I think our goals, what helps, at least for me, is it's simple. It's not like these, they're kind of, it's a little bit abstract. Like, it can go either way. Yep. Some of them are like concrete, like starting traditional therapy. There's no way to not do that. Right. But like being more consistent with meditation, what is that? Like, that's subjective to me, mm-hmm. and what feels good to me. So
it's helpful. It's helpful for me specifically because if I set a specific goal and I don't reach it, I'm going to beat myself up about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I set something that's a little bit more broad, then I can attain the goal and still feel, you know, accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good.
I agree. So with that, so we reflected on, we laughed about 2020. We reflected on 2020. In our reflection, though, tell me, because I'm curious, what are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned in 2020? I feel like this is the year of a lot of learning.
All right.
Oh, you were ready. Come on.
I'm always ready.
Come on. They can't see you, but that was a lot.
Okay. So I'm going to start with this quote. Words from my therapist again. She said this last week. I don't think I told you this yet.
No, we didn't talk. That's not even that part of it. We haven't talked in like a week. Go ahead.
She's only been a week. I was telling her that I felt like overwhelmed and it was like a lot going on. I haven't been in my routine and, you know, I really kind of want to like make sure I'm moving and being productive, but at the same time I need to make sure I'm taking care of myself, and I just couldn't find a balance. And she said, you know, you can still be productive while you're sitting down.
Okay.
And I was like, oh shit.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, because I think that we attach our worth to being productive, to moving and always being busy and being worn out because we've done all these things. It's been a productive day because we've been busy all day.
Mm-hmm.
But in sitting down, you're taking care of yourself. You're taking care of your mental health. You're taking care of like your physical health. You're really, you know, taking a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's important to note. And in that, I'll get into my first big lesson. Sometimes you need to sit down.
Okay,
to come find on. Perspective.
Sit down.
Hey. I think a lot of us had no choice this year but to sit our butts down. And I think that it was wonderful because in so many ways we were able to take a minute and to evaluate, you know, everything, every aspect of our lives, really, and taking the steps to be a better us. I think. So, like, I know, for example, like I said, we planned trips. We were, you know, we were going to do this and do that. And so I never thought for a moment that I was going to have to just like cut all that out, work from home full time, which very, very, very thankful that I was able to keep my job this entire time through this pandemic, because I know that that is not a thing for a lot of people. So taking a minute to be thankful for that, taking a minute to reevaluate that, my career, you know, what is it that I want to do? And I would have never taken that minute if I wasn't forced. So that was one of the biggest lessons. Sometimes you need to just kind of sit down to find perspective. Another big one was giving myself grace. And I think this has been a thing, but it kind of highlighted itself this year. On my journey to becoming a better me, am I okay with not always being okay? Mm-hmm. Am I okay with sometimes stumbling in my path to the best me? And just not being so hard on myself, taking that time to be grateful, like I said, and just kind of being okay with where I am without looking so far in the future and like, well, I need to be here, so I gotta do this, and I gotta just appreciating my current space. And the last one is another quote from Outkast. I don't know what song this is. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather.
You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather.
Seriously?
Hey.
No. That is not hey, y'all.
Say it in the tone that they say it.
I can't.
You can't. Say, what's the lyrics?
You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather.
He's saying it like with a like raspy voice.
Anyway.
That's going to fucking bother me.
Anyway.
Go ahead, sorry.
It's an ongoing lesson, but it really stood out this year, the idea of flexibility. Because as we both know, I'm literally a planner. Like, every aspect of my life is planning.
Yes.
So, if things don't work how you plan them, how do you react? Are you able to be flexible? Are you able to adapt, adjust, and kind of just be present? Finding the beauty in the unknown. So, like, for example, I know that in the future I want a better job, which we'll get into goals later, but, like, a different job. What does that look like? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay and not knowing. I know it's like a blank slate that I'm okay with being blank for mm-hmm. now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to know what's on the other side of that rope to know that it's going to be good and to know, you know. So.
That's good, girl.
Yeah. Those are my biggest lessons this year. What about you?
Yeah. So, it's funny. Do you know who Holistic Psychologist is? On Instagram?
No.
You would love her. I need to share the page when you get on Instagram. But she I'm assuming her pronouncer, she posts, like, over the last couple of weeks, like, this spiritual awakening and, like, the signs that you are having a spiritual awakening. And apparently, according to the Holistic Psychologist, I have had a spiritual awakening.
What?
Because I be really relating, like, ooh, yeah, without realizing it. But one of the things that she just talked about, and I think this has been it's a part of the lessons, but also, like, the theme, I always like a theme of 2020 is being intentional. So, like, once you have a spiritual awakening, you're no longer sleepwalking through life, and you become intentional. Mm. And so for me, that has been just an ongoing, in a lot of different facets, but as far as my personal life, in two big ways that has shown up. One, I would say in love, like, there is a lot of intentionality in, like, I think I used to consider myself a romantic in the sense of, like, it just happens to you and you just have all these beautiful feelings yeah. and it's just gonna be great. And then, you know, you may fall out of love. When you fall out of love, it's over. What I am learning, specifically in my relationship, is it's a choice. Like, every day, okay, do I want to, like, I am choosing actively to do this. Some days, most days, I would say the choice is easy, but there are some days it's like, okay, I have to actually choose to do this. So in choosing to do this, I need to listen, which is a goal. I need to be more patient. I need to be a little bit less thinking about myself, a little less selfish. And it's a choice every day as opposed to, like, this magical thing that's supposed to just sweep me up into the rapture of love and be caught away and wrapped off my feet. And I think that has been a part of it. And I think a part of the intentionality for me was the goal of being open to that and being open to all that came with it, which is, I think, has allowed me to be intentional with it. But being intentional is not something that just happens. And another way that I know I probably have talked your ear off about, I know I've talked the podcast ear off about, is money. And I think through money, though, like, being intentional, I have realized, like, girl, like, literally, I say this all the time. I used to, like, okay, I got money in the account. Okay, bet. I can buy the thing. And as a result, I've just been more intentional. Not saying that I don't spend, not saying that I don't enjoy things, but, like, do I really care about this thing? Does this thing bring me joy? Is it going to, like, do something for me? Whether that be a function, like, sometimes I really need to be buying food and not buying wine or not buying or going to brunch, which COVID has been great in this because we haven't been able to do a lot of things. It hasn't hurt me in the way that I feel like it would have hurt me years ago. So I haven't had to make a big sacrifices in that way, but being intentional. So that way when I do choose to go to brunch, like, yes, it's in the budget and this is something I really want to do and I'm doing it. And it gives me a freedom in that way where normally I'm like, okay, girl, swipe the card, you know, do what you got to do. I think I got money in there, but not having any idea. And so I think just being intentional in life and having not sleepwalking, because I feel like most of my 20s I have been, and I don't necessarily think it's bad, but I've just been like a zombie, and it's kind of scary to wake up and be like, okay, I'm an adult. Like, I have things that I have to do, and yes, YOLO is great, you only live once. What do we say? We say all types of shit, but I keep cursing. I need to, whatever. What was I saying?
YOLO,
whatever else we used to say, like, those things are great, but this year I feel like I've just been like, but intentionality, what does it mean? What brings me joy? What brings me peace? And actively doing the things that do that. So apparently I'm having a spiritual awakening, and apparently the next step, and I'm about to, in my goals, I'll talk about the step that I'm in. The next step apparently is a rebirth. So,
ooh.
What was that?
I don't know. Just keep going.
This is
ghetto. It was a ghost.
But yeah, those are my biggest lessons learned.
Okay. You can get into your goals. You may start. You can start.
I was going to take a detour.
Okay, go ahead.
And put us on the spot for a second. Because there's something on my heart where I want to talk about.
Oh, God.
I think this year of 2020 has been a lot. And I was going to put this in, but I didn't. But now I want to. So, like, our losses of the year and our wins of the year.
You go first.
Go ahead and pour the glass, girl.
You go first.
So, losses. Pour me some, too. Thank you. Losses for the year. You know, this year has just... I think the loss of connection, the loss of... what my life used to be, right? Like brunches. We had all these trips planned, not being able to do those things, not being able to do all of the things we wanted to do, have been losses. For me, I've lost my grandfather this year, my last grandparent. So that was a major loss for me. And then even in that loss, still being affected by COVID, like how the funeral had to be. We couldn't really do the repast like we wanted to, or have the fish fry like we wanted to. And so I would say those are the losses. Those were my biggest losses of this year.
You want to put us on the spot? Go ahead and talk about any other type of loss. That was it? You just talking about actually leaving this earth? That's all you're talking about?
What?
The losses of leaving this earth? That's the only losses you want to...
The losses of leaving this earth. I said it. The losses.
Yeah,
no,
I'm saying any other losses, any other wins, any other gains.
Yeah, you bet.
I'm just asking. Since you put us out there.
I put us out there because it was just. It was bothering me, so I was like, let me just say it. We may cut it out. We'll see. But I said like the loss of connection.
Okay.
With people in COVID.
Okay.
Has been a loss. I would say like. Leaving Clemson, which was a very trying experience, not being able to get the closure that I wanted to get from there was a loss. I'm sure there are others, but I wasn't prepared, so these are the ones that are on the top of my head.
Okay. My go?
Yes.
I lost my grandfather as well.
Mm-hmm. A shared experience.
It was a different experience. It was like a graveside thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't really used to that. Nobody could hug us. We couldn't say, you know. It was different.
It was in April, right? Or the beginning. Yours was at the very beginning.
It was in
beginning.
April. I felt like, and I think this is something that is probably going to lead to a whole other conversation, but I felt like, you know, the celebration of life, people deserve all those people to be around and to celebrate them, the awesome person that they were.
Mm-hmm.
And so... We missed that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I don't want to take away from the pandemic itself and all. Like, it was important, you know, things like that. So I get it, but I definitely did feel that because it was different. And, you know, I think, yeah, the loss of connection is real, but I also want to point out how important it is, especially in a time like this year, that you... don't lose that connection. Like, you don't get to see, maybe, in person everybody, but it's the small calls to check up.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, you know, hey, how are you doing mentally? It's the, you know, just really making sure you keep those connections in a time like this. And I think that's very important. So, just want to, you know, do a quick shout out to you for, you know, I know that, I'm not going to say I didn't take it serious, so let me not put that out there, but I still, it was still a big thing for me to see the people that I love, right? Mm-hmm. And to, like, put eyes on them. And so I did, you know, with family members and things like that, carefully, safely, of course, but I know that you were over here at least 2-3 times this year, maybe more than that. And I felt good about, you know, obviously we were safe and all those things, but I just felt good that you were able to do that. And just, you know, we talk weekly, which is a thing in our friendship.
Plan time to talk to your friends if you have to. You may have to schedule a day. Our day is Monday.
You may have to schedule a day, but it's important. And I think we talked about that too. I don't know if we can get on our rant, but mm-hmm. like the importance of knowing that with all that you have going on, someone else could have those exact same things going on when you put expectations on them. Yes, I said it. When you put expectations on them to be there for you, and I think it's important to know at this time in your life, like, okay, yes, I may have been going through something and I want someone to be there, but they may have been going through something as well. And that's so hard. We don't talk about that. Mm-hmm. As adults, like, but that's a thing. And, you know, as you grow and as you go through different things and different experiences in life, it's important to be intentional and to keep that communication open. And so I think that that's something that I'm really grateful for, that I was able to put eyes on all the people that I love during this time and check in and do my very best. Because even with working from home and even with not going anywhere, I still get busy and I still get sidetracked. So I think it's important to note that. But yeah, those were the losses. So, and just not me personally, but when the whole, I know I had a tough time, Black Lives Matter,
I forgot about that,
movement.
Yep.
Same. And how it was, like, highlighted during the pandemic, which it's been a thing for us, right? Mm-hmm. So I felt that. I'm like, okay, well, y'all just now catching on. But I also, you know, I felt a sense of, like, okay, well, hope or optimism. Like, maybe everybody's finally, you know. And so with the election, with the everything, mm-hmm. it's been a lot. And things that I did never paid attention to before. Things that a lot of people never pay attention to before, and now it's just kind of coming to the light. So I think it's important to note that as well, and all of the people that we lost worldwide as a community, as a Black community, mm-hmm. And to not forget those things in the midst of, oh well, I'm mad I can't go out, mm-hmm. or I'm mad I can't see this person, or I'm mad I can't. It gives you perspective, and it mm-hmm. makes you look at things differently, and just being able to discuss those things with you, with my other family members, just like being able to talk about it and not like sweep things under the rug. And so I think, so just highlighting the importance of, you know, that whole movement and everything that the media has been showing us is real depressing if you watch the news.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch it.
I try not to watch it, but it'd be on. So I'm going to take a moment to kind of talk about that. But that's it, since you wanted to put us on the spot.
Yeah, I just knew, it was on my heart to...
Because
I wanted to do it, and then I was like, no, it's going to, like, wear down the mood. But I think it's important to acknowledge the losses, right? As we're... I don't think you can talk about 2020 without acknowledging the losses. Any year, but I think this year in particular. So I wanted to give that some room to breathe. And then talk about wins.
Ooh, ooh.
What are some wins? What are some wins? Or do you want me to go with that one? I think wins for me, if I really were to, like, and this has been something I've been reflecting on. If I really look at 2020, like, yes, in the midst of all the chaos, but I've been really blessed, even despite my losses, even despite COVID, despite the civil unrest in this country when it comes to Black folks. I've been blessed to graduate from graduate school. Thank you. I'm blessed to get a job, right after graduation, which if you've never listened to this before, that was huge for me considering or comparing it, to when I graduated from undergrad, literally the day after. So that was a blessing. And even with my job, it has come with not without challenges, as you know, but, I am blessed to be able to do what I do. I love what I do. I believe that where I am is where I'm supposed to be. So having that fulfillment, even on the dark days or the bad days, I would consider that a win. And outside of, like, those are the wins outside of accomplishing the goals that we talked about, not to be super repetitive. Those are, like, additional wins that I was able to accomplish this year.
Yeah. I guess, which I've already said, but, like, really highlighting the fact that I was able to keep my job, because not only, like, I don't think, I work in HR, a little backstory. But not only just seeing people around the world lose their job and people in my family lose their job, but, like, I get all of the term reports. And so seeing that happen a lot, even I think we had to do, like, a step back and, like, a small salary cut in, like, April. And then we got it back a few months later. But even in that, just being very, very thankful that I had a consistent income. And in that, being able to reflect, which, again, I don't think I would have done otherwise, being able to reflect, and what is it that I want to do in my career? What am I doing here? Am I just kind of going with flow? Am I just being here just because, you know, really being able to take the necessary steps to move forward in my career? I think that's important. And let's see, any more wins? I mean, I've been in my house for over a year now.
And what are you about to do to your house? That.
We are redecorating.
Hey.
So that's fun. Just, again, being able to do that, I realize in itself is a blessing, and I'm happy about that. She hasn't given me any problems yet. And so,
are you saying she about your house?
Yes, I'm saying she about my house.
I was confused. I was like, what?
So that's good. You know, just being able... Oh, family time. I think that that's important because... A lot of people, you know, just in general around the world have been saying that, but, like, we don't spend time with our family as much as we probably should or as much as we think. Things about our family that we have no idea about, being able to reconnect with some people, being able to mend some family relationships, I think that that's important. Just finding out things that you didn't even know about people that were super close to you. So I think that's important, and I am grateful for that. So, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So we done dissected 2020. We done went through it, figured out what we felt like beforehand. We done talked about our goals. We talked about our losses, our lessons, our wins. And shout out to you for continuing to go through all of that, even though I put you on the spot. It's fine. But as we get ready to kick 2020 up out of here, what are your goals? What are some things that you want to accomplish in 2021?
All right. So the first one is that I want to be debt free ish.
What?
I put ish at the end. I always gotta plug my girl in because she has been an inspiration. However,
wait, plug what girl in?
You.
Oh.
I say ish because obviously I'm still gonna have my mortgage.
That's still debt.
But yeah,
we'll get you on, Dave. Go ahead.
We'll get me on. But I mean, like for real, like debt-free. And making it a thing. Like, I say that, you know, I say that probably every year. But making it, like, being intentional about it. Mm-hmm. You know, making sure that I'm making it a priority. Because it's not currently. Mm-hmm. And all of that entails, whether that's financially, what I need to be doing more of. Or, you know, just making, like a list, like, okay, here's all I got. Let's go ahead and get this out. How are we gonna, like, making a plan? Mm-hmm. So that's one of my goals.
Yay! Well, yeah. This is a reveal, guys. This is my first. We haven't talked in a week.
Anyway, the second one is two parts, but it's the same thing, essentially. The one is to secure a new job.
Come on,
job that I'm happy in.
We're manifesting.
I am manifesting.
We are manifesting. Write that thing down and make it plain.
Job. Yes. Come on. And flourish my business. She laughs because she's the other part of my business.
Girl.
But I am serious.
Okay, come on.
Because if I don't do it this year, I'm not
going
to
do it. You're not going to do it. Okay. Well, you said it. I feel like we have a good track record of saying things on this show that come into reality. So... Those are the goals.
I have no choice. Those are those are two. And then the third one, it's kind of a goal, not really. It's being consistent.
In what?
Getting there. Oh. Things that I've already started, which we talked about this earlier, like the self-care routine. Mm-hmm. treating myself, doing what makes myself happy, working out, because now that I'm done with my trainer, I need to make sure that I'm making it my business.
Okay.
To work out.
We holding you to this.
On my own.
You said it right here on the Light Podcast. We're holding you to it.
Yes. My eating habits, consistent. Again, no beef, no pork, staying away from fast foods, and just really making it like I eat out because it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole kitchen.
You do.
With a new air fryer, by the way. Shout out to my mom.
Oh, yeah. Air fryer for Christmas?
Yes, man. It's a pro.
Wow.
And I am ready. And, yeah, continuing to build on everything that I started towards this last year. So, therapy, working out. Yeah, and then I want to get a certification. I'm not really going to talk about it because I don't like to talk about stuff before it's done.
Okay.
So,
period.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
We're manifesting.
Yes, ma'am. Your turn.
My goals. So for my mind, and I'm going to get to the goals that I've actually accomplished at the very, very end of this episode because I didn't do it. But anyway, for my mind, I want to be more consistent in meditation. For my body, I honestly, this is a confession. I haven't felt pretty in a year or so. I know you're looking at me crazy. Yeah, I haven't felt that way. So I want to feel that way. I want to it's the reason why I haven't taken pictures. It's the reason why I just haven't, you know how you feel yourself and you look in the mirror and be like, oh yeah, I haven't had a moment. Maybe every now and then, but I used to have them all the time. So I want to get back there and doing things that just make me overall feel good, putting more effort. I think with COVID, I just was like, girl, I'm not going anywhere. So I don't have to do this for people, but realizing it's not for people, it's for me. And so getting back there and doing what feels good for me, is a goal. For my soul, what did I even say? I wrote it down, but I don't know where the thingy is at. But anyway, you know, this is really ghetto, but
it's authentic.
It's real. I think for my, this is a big thing. This is my 20. How did I forget this? Oh my God. I want to be more connected to people. We've talked about this. Yeah, you know this. I did a big, that was real big. Yeah, but a better friend, I think just better. One of the things also that I learned from the holistic psychologist was as a part of the awakening that apparently I'm having, step two of the awakening is what she calls the hermit isolation phase.
Oh.
You can see this in me, right? Very much hermit, I don't do small talk in this phase. Very much not really trying to do all of that, and that's very much been my vibe for the last, I would say, 3 years. And I'm just at a place where I want to not necessarily forge fake connections because I don't have time for that, but I think there are generally people that I want to be connected to and want to be connected with me that I can put a little bit more effort in. And can go a little bit extra mile and put in the work. I just haven't been willing to. And I have been unapologetic in that. But I think in 21, I want to do that. And even in relationships, so friendship with you, being more intentional. We're about to have a conversation after this, just so you know. Surprise. But even as with family, beyond the surface of hey girl, come to the family function and just sit here and talk. Beyond that. Having those connections. And then with people, again, I think even at work, my staff, my peers, I'm very much a, go home and, do all of that, which I don't think is bad. I don't know. I just look around at my life and I want to have connections. And then I look again at my life and Gamira, what have you done to build those connections? Mm-hmm. And honestly, over the last 3 years, bare minimum. So doing more there is a goal that I want to strive for 21. Some miscellaneous goals. Come on and join me on this debt-free journey, sis. Full effect. I want to pay my car off. I am on schedule to pay my car off this year. And by the end of this year, I want to pay, this is the first time I've ever given a specific number. It's on my heart too. I want to pay $40,000 of my debt by the end of 21. So stay tuned for the journey. I will keep updates, but that is a journey that I'm on. Once you are on it, girl, you're going to be on. It's addicting. I think it's an addictive journey.
Let's hope so, because I just be spending money on
it. It's addictive. It changes your life, I think. My experience, it has changed my life. So I want to keep going there. And I was scared when I started that I was like, this is going to be this thing that you're going to say and you're not going to do. But once I really got in it, I was like, there's no way that I'm not finishing. So I want to, I'm not scheduled to finish in 21. Who knows? I might. But I want to make a big dent in it. And so that is my numerical goal. And my like measurable goal to get there will be to have this, have Queen, my Black Queen, paid off this year. So manifesting that. Those are my goals.
But no, for real, like, it's admirable because I told you, I just be spending money just to spend it. And it's admirable because of this, let me tell you. So Mira will come over here and like, oh, well, I've already spent my budget for the week, so I can't do that. And I'm like, bitch.
I've done that?
Yes, you can. Yes. Okay. And I'm like, what the hell is a budget? So, you know, it's really admirable. I'm like, damn, I wish I could be like that. I wish I could just say no. If y'all ask me, I mean, not now because of COVID, but if y'all ask me out to eat, I'm going because I like to eat. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's first you have to realize the importance of it, why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. It's the why.
And I think once you get that, nothing else can be said or done. You know, you will know why you're getting there. And then it's a time thing. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to do it by this time. So I think that that's good. Yeah, I wrote all out. It's funny because at the beginning of this year, I actually did write out everything that I have in debt. And like,
that's, so I could see it. That'll do it. Did that wake you up? So that
shook me. It did until COVID.
Okay. I didn't even know you did that. You did that on This in Secret.
I did it.
this was a secret plan.
I did it because I wanted to be realistic. And you know how you... I don't call my parents out, but you know how like your parents and their parents they don't really think about stuff like
that. It's not taught. It's not the culture that we're raised up in, especially as Black folks.
It's just get it done. It's just by any means. Yeah. It's not like you will be debt free. You want to
build wealth,
even a house. Yeah, it was like that's an investment. My dad, I mean, he talked me into it, but he had been learning it himself. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, like this is an investment. Be smart about your money. I would just be frivolous. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's important. Once you get to that point where you're like, okay, I have to take this seriously. I'm going to take this seriously. And nothing's going to stop me. That's good. Also, I want to double back to something you said about, what was the first goal you said? It was something about...
meditation?
Taking out space for yourself. Something like that. Oh, God. It might have been meditation. Anyway, I just want to like... put a pin there and really reflect on my whole journey and how like it's been super hard to like I guess sit and realize like, okay, well, you know, you're deserving of this, and so I'm trying to, you're looking at me funny and you messing up my words.
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Because I'm trying to get there. It's a surprise. Like, this whole podcast has been.
It's a surprise. Welcome. Happy New Year. This is my gift.
Anyway. But realizing the importance of your self-worth. So I'm going to start there.
This is what I said earlier, love, being open to love. No. Being worthy of love.
There we go.
Oh, feeling like you're worthy of love.
But it's both, okay, right? So I'm going to tie it together.
Tie it together, sis.
Just stay with me.
I'm with you. Go ahead. Okay.
Yes, the idea of being worthy of love, the idea of feeling worthy of pretty much anything. I think when you started to talk about, like, how you haven't been feeling that great in, like, pictures and stuff, it, like, sparked something in me. And I was like, you know what? Before, like, I'm not going to lie, it was before I started working out. And I was feeling the exact same thing. And it's probably because I had put on some weight. And then when I was able to finally look like, you know what, Brie? I haven't wore makeup.
Yeah, that's a part of
that
it.
That many times this year. And I swear I can count on both of my hands. Same. Yeah. How many times I've worn makeup.
Yeah.
But I felt so good. Like it was something that was making me feel good about it. It was like, okay, you know what?
Of not wearing makeup?
You don't have to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it's freer. It's liberating. Yeah.
I had to get my face routine down first.
Get that skin.
But once I did, I was like, you know what? You know, and it's it sounds kind of like, I don't know, maybe like a child, but you really are coming into yourself and you're like, you know what? I'm pretty dope, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that was something that I wanted to point out too, that was really good. That I was able to see, and you kind of like helped me get there.
Bro,
telling me what I do and don't deserve. You know how you feel like some things you just aren't, you just don't deserve.
Yes.
Yes. You pointed it out a lot.
But yes, just, girl. But you deserve, you deserve the very best.
And you don't have to do much shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Not feeling like I have to do something to be deserving of something.
Yes. You are already worth it the way you are.
Yeah, something that was very important.
Wow.
I'm going to go ahead and do that. Yeah. I think that was all I had to say.
Wow.
Also, oh, okay.
Come on.
I went back.
Bree came with the preparation today.
Okay, so last year, when I was listening to the podcast from last year, I said something about coming into myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I laughed out loud.
Did you?
Because when I was listening to it today, I laughed out loud. Because I'm just not doing that.
But
I said it. No.
We're still in 2020.
I said it last year as if I had already done it.
Oh, were we talking about the decade? Well, that's growth, girl. That's life,
but I
Joe.
Swear, I was like, wow. Because this year, I was really able to, like, I am unapologetically me.
I can see that in you. I've seen growth in you.
And I just don't,
over
I
the
just
year.
Don't care. I just don't care. Like, and I'm not about to apologize for me and me. I'm not about to change anything that is, like, in my core me. Like, granted, if I have growth to do, I have growth to do. But just being me and not having any outside influences, not anybody telling me I'm this or I'm that, but really at my core. Brie, do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Do you like that? Do you not? And I think that is very important because a lot of people don't get to that point at all. And so just being able to really think about that. I noted it. So. I'm done. I'm off my horse.
Come on. I love it. Yeah, I've seen growth in you. As I think we always talk about this. I always do, like, after you've been friends for a while, you're able to be like, because I still look at you kind of like a parent. Like, when they're like, I still see you as my child. I still see you as my baby. I still see you as 15-year-old or however old you were.
Because I said that to you when you said I was crazy.
Okay, we all grow. We all evolve. But I still see you as the person, but then in the same breath, like, but you are not. And we talked about this, I think, in the podcast last year. You have evolved. You have grown. We've been through, I think, a lot of, like, even in our just... in our friendship, but even just in our personal lives. So grateful for you, friend.
Oh, I'm grateful for you too.
Grateful to have you. Grateful for another year. We made it.
Woo.
We did it.
We have survived.
We have survived 2020, which will go down in the history books. We were a part of it. Let this go down in history.
Ooh, with our mask. I got a mask in every color now.
Every color, child. But grateful, grateful. But, we have to pop our bottle. Bree just reminded me that we have to pop our bottle. Shout out to all the folks who drink Andre. They were sold out at Walmart today. But shout out to y'all, okay? It's nothing wrong with a little $6. When you talk about budgeting, there's nothing wrong with the $6 bottle of wine. So we're going to just twist and pop it.
Ooh, be careful, girl.
This may take another 10 minutes of the show because I always struggle. And I don't know why you always let me do this.
I was going to say shake it. I'm not going to shake it.
Are you supposed to shake champagne before you open? That don't seem right.
Just move your stuff out of the way.
Brie, that don't seem right.
Okay, because it's going to pop.
Oh!
You ready?
Yes. Pop it.
Woo! Oh, shit. Sorry.
All over the phone.
Yay!
Happy New Year! We wish you peace, blessings. We're going to do a toast really quickly with the champagne all over the table.
I am so sorry. Your phone water was hanging on the otter buds.
Girl, I'm gonna have to, as soon as this is over, I'm taking this OtterBox off and wiping it down. But toast to you, friend.
Yay!
Thank you for everything. Thank you all for listening to the Light Podcast. We wish you nothing but peace, love, and happiness as you go through your year. And Soul!
Go watch Soul on Disney Plus if you haven't already.
Do it. And this is not an ad. They need to pay us for this, though.
My girl.
But it's not an ad. All right. We finna be up out of here. If I can get it.
Oh my God.
What a way to start 2020. 21. And I'm keeping all of this in as I wipe my phone. All of this is staying in the pocket.
You're not, you're at the top.
You said take it off at the pop, but I have to wish the people peace, love, and happiness. Okay, that's the way that that's the way that I sign out.
Oh, shit.
All right, y'all. For real, happy new year.